Egypt on the brink of civil war. The 2013 hurricane season could spell doom for Haiti, and International Widows Day is right around the corner. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Is Egypt on the brink of civil war? The one-year anniversary of Egyptian President Morsi's inauguration is June 30th, but it seems he spent this year inching Islam into more power. Even on Sunday, Morsi appointed seven Muslim Brotherhood governors. People aren't happy. The rebel movement has collected 15 million signatures rejecting President Morsi. They're planning a peaceful protest June 30th. Jerry Dykstra with Open Doors USA says members of the Muslim Brotherhood are threatening to retaliate.
There could be bloody clashes between the rebel group and the Muslim Brotherhood supporters. And some are saying possibly could lead to a civil war.
It's affecting our Christian brothers and sisters there.
They're fearful that in the next 3 years, as the president, this will turn into Sharia law. There'll be the marginalizing of Coptic Christians. There'll be a Islamic government that will squash any kinds of reforms.
Would you take a moment to pray?
Pray for the witness of Christians to remain the only clear light in the middle of such darkness.
Next, it seems the Chinese government's carrying out its plans to eradicate the independent house church movement. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada recently, more than a dozen house churches were shut down in the southern province of Hainan. There's concern this trend will likely continue. Would you pray with them? Pray that Christians would be undaunted in outreach. Pray for an easing of the tensions, too. We have more on this story at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Forecasters are calling for a volatile Atlantic hurricane season this year with 3 to 6 major storms possible. Now, that's not good news for survivors of Haiti's 2010 earthquake. The government's bulldozing the only shelter they have, clusters of so-called tent cities. C.H. Dyer of Bright Hope International has a few of the reasons behind it.
Political face-saving reasons, and that they've said that they're trying to get people out of the camp and show some progress. Landowners that have given up private land, want it back.
Churches are taking people in, but they're running out of resources. Can you help them out? There's a link at our website.
Anybody listening today, could you just take a few seconds, a few minutes, and pray for the country of Haiti?
Pray for Haiti's leaders, both political and spiritual.
The third prayer is that Haiti would lose its title of the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. And that's a big prayer, but I know we have a big God.
We turn next to Indonesia. Consider this. Most mission aviation pilots in this area need the skills to land uphill, on a mountainside, and in the middle of a jungle. They also need the right kinds of planes. Wycliffe Associates President and CEO Bruce Smith says they're trying to put a second Pilatus PC-6 on the field in Papua, Indonesia. It's a $2 million project, but
having an airplane that's suitable for the task is a concept that people are excited about. But because of the size of the project, it takes a lot of people to work together to make this kind of project succeed.
Surprisingly, the people they want to reach with this plane aren't unreached. However,
the challenge is that they're trying to survive spiritually on the milk of the word.
But they don't have the whole gospel, so they don't have the meat. That's why they need Bible translators.
It's an environment that they're inviting us into, that they're welcoming the translators, that they're working collaboratively with, and it's bearing fruit in generations of Christians where they didn't previously exist.
They're asking for your help. We'll point you in the right direction at our website. And the world's honoring nearly 44 million refugees tomorrow on World Refugee Day. But while life as a refugee is unimaginable, it's 100 times worse for a widow. Over a third of the world's widows live in India, where they're shunned, abused, and despised by society. Gospel for Asia shares God's love with this group of outcasts. Sunday is International Widows Day, and GFA's planning some special activities. Pray these widows find acceptance in Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. When you send us your best gift, I'll send you the new 2013 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World prayer guide that will help you pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins July 9th. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.